the airport in what is said to be their first visit to their country. This was under the umbrella of the Youth Council under the leadership of Brother Saiful Islam Muhammad Gaddafi, the leader of the Foundation. And the forces of terrorist Zionist organization have continued closing Abraham Sacred Holy Mosque for the second day, especially besides forbidding Muslims from doing their prayers and search its seat and military presence there. An Iraqi police force declared the killing of 9 and injuring of others in attack in the province northeast of Baghdad. Also, NATO forces in Afghanistan reported the death of one of their men in southern Afghanistan. Between yesterday and today, about 3 NATO forces have died. British Defense Ministry declared the killing of a soldier of its forces in explosion south of Afghanistan. Hence, the number of British soldiers killed since the year 2000 have raised to 279 and to 34 since the start of the current year. American government confirmed the average of unemployment currently raised to about 9.7% and will be elevated for a long time. The Maltese celebrated the 31st anniversary of expulsing the British colonialists from the soil. Equal to the assistance they received from Libya under the leadership of John Mansour, who is the winner of Al-Gaddafi Prize for Human Rights. The Mubarak Revolution made a speech on the day of the occasion in Valletta, Malta. The leader of the revolution explained that the British colonialists did a lot of bad things on Arabian countries during their colonization period in Malta. However, all they did not prevent the Maltese from succeeding. The Russian president, Mr. Dmitry Medvedev, called on Turkey to take an important step towards stopping the bomb attacks and terrorism. He made this call while visiting Dagestan after some bomb attacks in Moscow and Ghazan. The Chinese Foreign Ministry reported that China vetoed the proliferation of nuclear weapons charter as announced by the speaker over the news agency of China. With this, we come to the end of the news. Thank you for listening and good afternoon.
Voice of Africa from the gates of Nigeria. Muammar al-Gaddafi, the Green Book. Part 1, the solution of the problem of democracy. Parliament. Parliaments are the backbone of the conventional democracy prevailing in the world today. Parliament is the misrepresentation of the people, and the parliament system are the false solution to the problem of democracy. A parliament is originally founded to represent the people, but this in itself is undemocratic, as democracy means the authority of the people and not the authority of the action on their behalf. The mere existence of parliament means the absence of the people. Your democracy is only through direct participation of the people and not through the activity of their representatives. Parliament has been a legal barrier between the people and the exercise of authority, excluding the masses from the meaningful political and monopolizing sovereignty in their place. People are left with only the facade of democracy, manifested in long queues to cast their election ballots. To lay bare the character of parliament, one has to examine their own origins. They are either elected from constituency, party, or coalition, or parties, or are appointed, but all of these procedures are undemocratic, for dividing the population into constituencies means that one member of parliament represents thousands, hundreds of thousands, or millions of people, depending on the size of the population. It also means that members keep few popular original links with the electoral, since he, like other members, is considered representative of the whole people. This is what his prevailing traditional democracy requires.